Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Yudches L'Lanishmas B'Tzal Tzvi B'Moshe Yitzchak, finishing up a terrible perek of bad omens of the future if you make the wrong decision. So the people are contemplating running to Egypt to live. And I should clarify, I've been saying Lagur Sham, to live there permanently, but there is an interpretation of Lagur Sham meaning just to even to live there temporarily. B'Sham Neishev in Pasuk Yudalid, where the people who wanted to live there permanently were going to dwell, were going to settle in, were never going to leave. Lagur Sham even includes the people who are just thinking that they're going to go there temporarily. So I want to clarify that it's people with both plans who are going to be wiped out, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki cho amar Hashem tzavakos, Elokei Yisrael. For the third time this parrot, Yirmiyah is repeating that formula of a grand pronouncement for the ages, for destiny, rather than just advice to a small group of migrants. This is what Hashem, God, the Lord of Israel, has to say. Kasher nitach api v'chamasi al yoshvei Yerushalayim. Just as my wrath was poured out on the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, who are some of these same people we're talking to, although some of them are the 10 remnants from the 10 tribes who had managed to survive the massacre of 80 people, and some of them are people who managed to go run away from Yerushalayim and hide in caves and hide in Mitzpah. But just as was done to all the wrath was poured out on the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, even though Hashem said, Ki nichamti, I regret that it happened. But it had to happen. If you do tshuva, I regret that you should have such a fate. But these other people, no. Kein titach hamasi aleichem. Then so my wrath will be poured out upon you, those of you who want to run away to Egypt. Bevoachem Mitzrayim. When you get to Mitzrayim, not even on the way, but when you get there, all the things you thought that you were safe from, v'hi yisem la'ala u'lashamav l'klala u'lacherpa, like the tochacha, you will become an oath, something to swear by, an object of horror, a curse, klala, and lecherpa, a disgrace. That's one more than were mentioned in the tochacha and kisavo. In kisavo, it said l'shama, l'klala, l'cherpa, l'shnina, but it didn't say about la'ala as well. When you were an eyewitness to what happened to the people who disobeyed the word of God, and then again you choose to disobey it, you get additional curses. You get magnified punishment. Because these people should know better. V'lusiru odes hamakom hazeh. You will never again see this place. Or they, the ones who make that choice to go to Egypt, will never again see Eretz Yisrael. Yates diber Hashem aleichem she'iris Yehuda al tavo'u Mitzrayim. To recap in simple language, Hashem said concerning you, remnant of Yehuda, do not go to Egypt. Actually, it's interesting. Tavo'u, do not come. Doesn't say leich. Doesn't say don't go to Egypt. It says do not go to Egypt with the purpose of coming and being accepted. Don't have that be your solution. Yadoa teidu ki ha'idosi vochem hayom. And you need to know that I have warned you today. Ma'am Loewe suggests when Yirmiyahu saw expressions of disbelief on the faces of the people to whom he was speaking, he did the recap to warn them again and again. Chof ki his esem benafsho sechem. You're deluding yourselves. Ki atem shelachtem osi el Hashem lokechem lemor. Because you sent me to talk to Hashem, your God, saying, even though you're already not listening, even though you're already closing your ears, poor Yirmiyah, even now they're not listening to him. We're going to see in Perek Mem Dalet a terrible example of how little the people have learned. But because you have sent me to Hashem, your God, saying, Hispalel ba'deinu davan on our behalf, el Hashem elokeinu. He changed their lashon. You said, I should pray on behalf of Hashem, out to Hashem, our God. They never said elokeinu. They only said elokecha. He's giving the people more credit than they deserve. Nevertheless, uchachol asher yomar Hashem elokeinu, kein haged lanu ve'asinu, everything that Hashem, our God, they didn't say that, they said elokecha, but everything that Hashem says, we're going to listen, we're going to do it, tell us. You were so big on Nasev and Ishma, did you mean it? Chavalev? By the way, I just did a shiur over Shavuos about Achav and Izevel. And in the story of Novos, I hope I mentioned this back when we did Malachim, because rereading it again, it's tremendous. He keeps changing the lashon of what Novos said. Novos says, Chalila, you know, Chai Hashem, Chalila la Hashem, that I should do such things, selling my ancestral field. And then Achav repeats it, but leaves Hashem out. And then he repeats it to Izebel, and he says, Achav, Novos wouldn't sell me his field. He like collapses it and changes what the man actually said. That's lo ra. That's trying to change the language to make Novos seem worse. Here, Yirmiyahu is changing the language to elevate the people by saying Elokei knew when they didn't actually say that. It's not helping, though. Chavale v'agid lochem ayom v'lo shematem b'kol Hashem Elokeichem. And already he could see by their faces. I have told you today what Hashem says. Don't go to Egypt. And you're not listening to the voice of Hashem, your God, and to everything that He sent me to go command you. You're not listening. They have not said a word. They're just looking at Him. But He knows them too well that they're not going to obey. Not only now, but all the way for the previous 40 years, none of you have been listening. And you're just the latest inhabitants of Yerushalayim to pick the wrong choice. And now you need to know that by the sword, famine, and plague, you are going to die. In the place that you wanted to go and live and sojourn. Repeating the warning so that later when it happens, they can have no excuse whatsoever. So Abarbanel says that a change came over them over the conversation, which is amazing. Previously, they were ready to accept anything, Nasa v'nishma. But they're reneging. The assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam took place on Rosh Hashanah during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. They appeal to the Navi during Aseres Yemei Tshuva what they should do. At that point, they're in the midst of Kapara. They're in the midst of Tshuva. They've got Yom Kippur coming. But after Yom Kippur, the effect of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva wore off. And they went back to their old terrible ways. Fear of the Babylonians might attack them. About Gedaliah being assassinated. They're going to blame us. Scared to live in Eretz Yisrael. This is a Musar Haskil, what happens after Yom Kippur to some of us. We get so caught up in returning to our lives and in our ways of thinking that we forget everything we learned over Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. And of all the years for that to happen, the year of the Churban is the worst possible time.